The long-awaited legislation that could bring down the barriers known as Zion curtains was unveiled at the Utah legislature Monday. As KUER's Nicole Nixon reports, the restaurant barriers are just one of many potential changes to Utah's alcohol policy included in the bill.
Under Republican Representative Brad Wilson's House Bill 442, Zion curtains could come down, but it would come at a price. By 2018, Wilson says all restaurants would have to choose one of two options.
One is to have separate storage and dispensing, which is affectionately known as a Zion wall, or you can choose to have a 10-foot buffer area.
Only people 21 and older would be permitted to sit in that 10-foot dispensing area, regardless of whether or not they want to drink. And Wilson says even restaurants previously grandfathered into the Zion curtain law would have to either build one or institute that buffer zone.
And for those folks, it's tricky to figure out. I've talked to some. I've been in some of their establishments, and it works great for them the way we've got it written, but there are a few that it's a little tricky to figure it out, so we're trying to work through that.
HB 442 also includes a 2% markup on alcohol across the board, which Wilson says will help pay for underage drinking prevention programs. It would also do away with dining club licenses and force those establishments to convert to either a restaurant license or a bar license, among other things. Wilson and his Senate co-sponsor, Republican Jerry Stevenson, are still meeting with stakeholders about the bill, but called it, quote, good alcohol policy. But some lawmakers are concerned that the bill could end up doing more harm than good. Senate Minority Leader Gene Davis said small businesses would especially be impacted.
Regulation on how they have to construct things and how they have to build things could negatively impact them because they're on such a small margin.
Representative Wilson's alcohol bill was just made public on Monday, but with less than 2 weeks left in the legislative session, time is running out. The bill still needs a committee hearing before it can be debated in front of the full House. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.